Welcome to the Whole and Healthy Vibe podcast, a show to help you shift away from the diet and dogma towards a whole and healthy life.
We're your hosts, Laura and Kezia, health coaches, cake lovers, and body positive warriors. Let's get the show started.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the podcast today. It's Laura with you, and I'm doing a solo episode this week. The lovely Kezia is on holiday somewhere in the wilds of the wilderness, enjoying ourselves. So I thought I would record a solo episode for you today, and I'm going to talk a little bit about basically what to do when you're just not your normal self. So you might describe that as being feeling a bit meh or in a bit of a flunky, like a bit of a funk kind of mood. And this has kind of been inspired by a conversation I saw some women having in one of my Facebook group communities. And the way that they were describing it was just kind of like a feeling of wanting to eat everything in sight, feeling really tired, you know, feeling a bit overwhelmed, and just that general feeling of just not feeling like your normal self. And I think this, I really wanted to talk about this in the podcast because I think it's something that like most of us tend to have phases where we feel like that for whatever reason, which I'll probably go into in a moment. So it can be really annoying though, and you can, especially not when you don't know really what's causing it, and you know you don't know how to get yourself out of it, and it can just be obviously a not very pleasant experience to kind of feel that way. So I wanted to talk in a bit more detail about what that might how that might come across, basically how that might be started, and some things that you can do to start to overcome it. So first of all, kind of just think about a time when you've perhaps felt like that. And to break it down, the first thing that kind of jumped into my head when looking at that conversation was around hormones. So that to me is a very, very typical kind of PMS type of cycle symptoms, if you like, or what you might experience the week or so before you actually do on your period. Definitely the kind of what's going on with your hormones at that time can definitely make you more tired, can definitely make you want to eat more, can definitely make you kind of just feel like the world is just a little bit too much. So I think hormones can definitely be something to look into. And I mean, as if you look back on one of the episodes, I have to put in the show notes the one of the episodes where Kezia and I talked about periods, and we are going to do future episodes on that. I think something that's really, really helpful around hormones is to track them and is to track how you feel. So that's something I've been doing quite a lot of personally. So I've been basically tracking, I keep like a little diary, and every day I look at where I am in my cycle and track how I feel. So a really good way that I've found to think of it is in terms of the seasons, and I kind of got this way of thinking about it from a coach called Claire Baker, and she has an ebook. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, and I'm hoping to get her on the podcast soon. And she kind of talks about things and talks about the hormonal cycle in terms of seasons. So the basically your period, the time when you're actually on your period, when you're bleeding, would be your winter. A week or so after that would be spring, because your energy's starting to increase and you're starting to feel a bit more with it. When you're ovulating, that would be summer, when you're kind of at full energy levels and full productivity and you're at your most outgoing. And then the week following that, so the week before your period, would be autumn, which would be kind of like your traditional PMS week. So I think if you can kind of think about it in that way, and sometimes what I found as well has caused that autumn week to be worse is when I haven't properly rested during the winter week. So if I've tried to like, if I haven't slowed down when I've been on my period, I usually pay for it the next time it comes around, basically when the autumn week comes around. So that could be an interesting way to think about it, and just an interesting way to track as well. So if you're kind of getting that feeling, I would perhaps just look and just, you know, look in your diary, see if that could be that, and see if that creates a pattern. Because I think another thing to add with this is sometimes we need a little bit of a dose of reality, because I think sometimes we think we should just be this constant state of like heightened energy and productivity all the time, and that is just not realistic or natural for women, because we are more cyclical beings. We are meant to have these ebbs and flows, and so when you expect yourself, I suppose, to be on this constant level of energy in particular, you're kind of setting yourself up to feel a bit shit about it, basically, when you don't achieve that, because by default, kind of not many women do, because that's just not in our nature. But that's fine. I think what it means is that, unlike men, we can be really, really on form when we're in our summer week, and as long as we take the time to rest and recharge. So we have that kind of that duality, I think. But I won't go too far onto this topic, because we are, like I say, going to talk a lot more about it in a future episode. So that's the hormonal side of it. And what I would say again is, you know, going back to this kind of symptoms that come with just that not feeling like yourself, that total feeling meh and feeling blah, is around your self-care. And especially what kind of jumped out for me was this whole thing about the eating more thing. And often when that comes up, I mean, definitely, you know, the hormones can definitely cause that. However, it's interesting for you, it might be interesting for you to look and see if it's an emotional eating thing, because sometimes what happens is, and I mean, especially with the sleeping things as well, it might suggest that you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed and possibly like slightly depressed. And that needn't be like, oh my God, I'm depressed. Ah. It needn't be like that reaction. Sometimes you just kind of get a bit down. So those things would point to me around self-care. And often when we overeat, we're overeating because we're wanting to numb out emotions that we don't particularly want to feel. So speaking from experience, sometimes it's just been tiredness itself. I just don't want to feel tired, so I'm eating something, because when I'm eating something, I'm tasting the food, I'm in the moment of eating, I'm not feeling tired. But obviously we know that that's not a very, it's quite a destructive cycle to get into. So what I would say is, if you're experiencing that, it's perhaps about looking and seeing whether or not you're perhaps using food as a bit of a crutch, as a bit of a comfort. And the way to tackle that is about looking at your self-care. How can you add in more self-care to not only support you to feel the feelings that you're feeling? Because I think if there's one thing if I could magically, and although it's not a very pleasant gift to give a woman, feel all of your feelings right now. But it is really important, because when we actually start to feel how we feel, the whole full range of human emotions, that's when we can start to get away from things like emotional eating and actually operate from a much more solid emotional state, is when we aren't denying ourselves these feelings and we're actually processing them and working through them. So that's something that I would perhaps look at as well, if you're feeling that side of things. So in terms of self-care that you could add in, you know, if you're tired, sleep. And even if you're getting like 8 hours a night and you're still tired, it might just be that this is like the phase that you're in. Your body might be fighting off a virus that you're not fully aware of that's going on. You know, listen to your body. I'll go a little bit further a bit later on in the conversation. I'll talk a little bit about when to actually seek a bit more advice, because if this is happening a lot, then that's not normal. However, if it's something that's just happening occasionally, sometimes these things happen. So if your body's asking for extra sleep, try and give it extra sleep. But in terms of other self-care, it might be things like getting yourself out for a walk, doing some exercise, because that's going to energise you, get the, you know, happy hormones flowing, make you feel better in that way. But also, you know, it could be around talking to someone about how you're feeling. It could be around seeing friends. It could be around doing some craft. It could be, you know, obviously there's like a bajillion things that you can do for self-care. But just the idea of really tuning into what you need and what's going to make you feel better, so that you're not having to numb out those feelings with food, I think is a really positive step. And another aspect of that is really just kindness towards yourself. You know, a lot of the time, again, this links back into having those expectations that so many of us have of ourselves, is to be this constant level of energy, which just isn't always realistic for every woman. So I think having some kindness and non-judgment about how you're feeling can be really, really helpful. Because if you're sitting there thinking, oh, I feel like crap, and then judging yourself for feeling like crap, that ain't going to help no one. So you've kind of got to work yourself out of that. And I think by just showing yourself some kindness is really, really key. And other things to kind of think about as well that links to this would possibly be stress. So definitely, you know, if you're starting to feel overwhelmed, and I think Kezia and I did a podcast on self-care for when you're feeling overwhelmed as well. So I'll put a link to that in. I need to make notes of all these links because I will forget to put them all in. So check out that, because that's going to have a lot more tips in terms of like precise self-care. But I think, you know, if you're stressed, it might be really about looking at where can you say no. If you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed out, how can you start saying no to stuff that isn't going to add value? And this is where I'm quite into like intentional living and minimalism and things at the moment. Not so much in terms of things. I'm looking around my house right now and it's full of things. albeit a lot less crap than it was a few months ago. However, I think taking that attitude towards the things in your life and your calendar and your diary, what you schedule and how much you're doing, can be really helpful. And I know a lot of us have got crazy jobs and we can't work that way with our job, but most of us have got weekends. We should all have days off. If we don't have days off, you've got a serious problem. You need to sort that shit out. You should have days off. And those days off should be used to try and readdress the balance and to try and de-stress and to make sure that you're taking things off your plate and just doing the things that add value. You know, if you're finding that you're going to random parties or going for nights out when you really can't be arsed, then those are things that you should definitely be saying no to. And just finding your balance that way. So those are some kind of good self-care ideas, I think, and some good ways to approach it. And definitely the emotional eating one's a good one to think about how that might be impacting it. But like I said just before, if this is happening quite a lot for you, that's not normal. And you'll know in yourself what's normal. And there could be some underlying causes for that kind of thing if that just keeps happening and if you're constantly demotivated and tired and fed up. And the things that, again, jump out at me from that point of view would be possibly getting your thyroid function checked at the doctor's. Getting a fatigue panel blood test done at the doctor's. I had one of those done recently for myself, and I was ever so slightly low in iron, so that could be something that you can do to get checked out. And your thyroid is part of that fatigue a blood panel that would get checked. That would be something to check out. And also just to kind of be honest with yourself around your emotional well-being and whether or not that you know things aren't quite right there, and if they're not, about talking to someone about how you feel and about what that might be like. Because, you know, if it's that whole thing where you just kind of just don't want to get off bed in the morning, that's something where you really need to get some support, and that's okay. But hopefully this isn't something that you're feeling very often. It's something that you just have one of those phases. And I definitely have phases like that. Sometimes I think it's, like I say, it just, and I know for me that I have certain triggers where I just get, you know, really overwhelmed, I've got too much on my plate, and usually it is just trying to do too many things at once. And I'm a big advocate of seeing life in ebbs and flows. So for me, I know when I'm experiencing, I don't know whether I would call it an ebb or a flow, just as it depends on which way you look at it. But I'll give you an example. So right now I'm working on finishing some things around the website and building a new website, and I've set myself a deadline. And this stuff, like for me, and I'm very, very lucky in the fact that I get to set this, I'm my own boss. But I've set myself a date when I want it done and I need it to be done. So to be honest, I'm quite happy that just for the next couple of weeks, this is just going to be my main thing. I'm definitely going to try and keep on top of exercise and healthy eating, but it's not going to be my main focus. This work is going to be my main focus, and that's okay. What that means is that I'm not going to push myself to do that extra workout. I'm not going to push myself to do that extra run if it doesn't feel good. And to be honest, a good way to look at it is, you know, what feels good, you know, what's going to feel good for you today. And one of the things that I love about the planner that I've got, so I've got the Danielle Laporte Desire Map Planner, is that at the top of every day, it asks you, what will I do to feel the way I want to feel today? And it does kind of really stop you and get you to think, because you just think, like, actually, what do I need today? Like, and I think asking yourself that question every day is really transformational. So if you're waking up and just thinking, I really just want to stay in bed, I've got no motivation, I've got to go to work, but what can I do to make myself feel the way I want to feel? It might be like, right, I'm going to, you know, clock off early if you've got flexi. I'm going to come home by the shops, I'm going to get something nice and like comfy for tea. It doesn't have to be really healthy. You can get like a stew or make a stew or soup or whatever. I'm going to sit in front of Netflix. I'm not going to work out, and that's totally fine, because that's what's going to make me feel good today. And I often talk as well about this tuning into kindness and tuning into discipline. So sometimes you've got to ask yourself, you know, how do I want to feel today? But do I know that a walk is going to make me feel the way that I want to feel? But I really can't be arsed, and I need to actually tune into a bit of discipline for myself and give myself that push. So sometimes there's different ways of looking at it, but I do think that generally starting from that place where you're saying to yourself, right, you know, what can I do to make myself feel good today, is just such a wonderful way to approach life in general, to be honest. And it really just kind of, and I mean, I talk a lot about how seeing things through the lens of self-care really changes them, especially with our health and well-being. There's like such a marked difference between, certainly if you're approaching like your health and well-being from very much a diet-y kind of mentality point of view, to when you're approaching it from a self-care point of view, there's a really marked difference. And I think if you're being led by that, it kind of just makes things flow so much more easily. So like I say, there's quite a few things to kind of unpick there, but hopefully that's given you some ideas. And again, I think I'm kind of trying to think of what to name this podcast. What to do when you feel a met, what do you do when you feel in a funk. But we all have those kind of things, and I think it's really important to sit and think about, you know, tracking your cycle, looking at your hormones. Is it hormone related? Is it kind of lack of self-care related? Which I think sometimes it often is, you know, certainly for myself. Is it something where you need to kind of just check in emotionally and see if there's any like emotions that aren't kind of getting processed that perhaps you're trying to? Because a lot of these things, you know, if we kind of like look at them individually, so if we're looking at the fact that you're eating more, we look at the fact that you're tired, we look at the fact that you feel overwhelmed, these can all be interconnected and one can lead to the other. So if you're tired, that can lead to you eating more. If you're overwhelmed, that can make you more tired, which can make you eat more. If you're eating more, sometimes that can make you more tired because your body's trying to digest all that food. So sometimes these can be interlinked. So it might be worth looking at what's going on and just working on one aspect. And often I think sleep's a pretty important one. Dare I say, coming from someone who's thankfully, very, very sleep deprived mother. But sometimes it can work in those cycles. So breaking it down from that point of view can really, really help as well. And again, like I say, sometimes if it's coming from an emotional well-being place, you know, that can definitely lead to all of those things. So start with emotional well-being and hormones perhaps, and see what's, check in with what's going on there, and then perhaps kind of work on one of those areas. Definitely add in as much self-care as you can, and really be kind with yourself around that as well. You know, tune into discipline here and there when you think that it works. And just to sum up as well, kind of, if you've noticed that this is happening quite a lot, and it's alternatively it's very severe, like if you can't get out of bed in the morning a lot, then that's something that you want to, that needs addressing. Definitely pop to the doctors, get your thyroid checked, ask for a fatigue panel done on your blood work, look at your stress management, say no, have yourself a weekend without obligations. So that's one of my favourite things to do when I feel a bit overwhelmed and a bit like kind of frazzled, is just to say to James, like, oh, can we just have a lazy weekend this weekend? Can we just kind of like say no to any obligations that we've got? Can we just, you know, chill with Finley, kind of take him out to the park and just do nice family things and just really take the pressure off? And often I feel so much more refreshed after I've had like an obligation-free weekend. And sometimes that means that like the Sunday cook-up doesn't get done or whatever, and that's totally okay. You know, sometimes that's just the way it goes. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. I could probably think of a better analogy than cookie crumbles, but hey ho. So hopefully that's been useful in terms of breaking down those particular kind of group of experiences, symptoms, kind of wellness issues, if you like, and giving you something to think about, some food for thought as to how you might tackle them. So yes, I hope that's been good, and do stay tuned. The podcast will be back again next week. I'm not sure whether it'll be me and Kezia or another interview, we shall see. We do have our event taking place at the weekend, which we're so excited about. I think tickets, by the time you listen to this, tickets will probably be off sale. But do check out the wholeandhealthylive.com/events if you are interested in that, because it might be the chance that we've still got some tickets up early, if you're listening to this early in the week. So I hope that's been useful, and I will speak to you very soon. Bye.